out until you become inhuman, something to be controlled. Time is nothing to niggas and negroes. Time is nothing to y'all.
This is Jim Sklavunis of The Vanity Set, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Accra.
Hi, everybody. This is Jeff, host of Snack Point Charlie.
And I'm Alana, host of There There.
Wave Farms WGXC needs your financial support. In these extraordinary and unprecedented times, we know there are many worthy organizations in need. We hope that you consider Wave Farm among them.
If you value WGXC and want to keep it a part of your daily life, we ask that you make a tax-deductible contribution to keep local and adventurous content freely available on the Upper Hudson Valley radio dial.
Please visit WGXC.org. That's WGXC.org. Click donate and become a monthly sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation.
Thank you so much for keeping independent voices and sounds on your radio dial.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Art Omai, a sculpture and architecture park and international residency center in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dawn until dusk, Art Omai presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Information at artomai.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Delmar Wellness Center of Volusia, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're tuned to Radio Art, creative transmissions, sound experiments, noise, and more on WGXC 90.7 FM Accra.
Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson. Corey McCaslin here with the last installment before we head into the scariest weeks of the year thus far, and not because they include Halloween, but the geek speak must be spread. It only makes sense that with British puppet-based political satire on its way back via the Spitting Image revival, that an American equivalent would be tried again, as it was in the 80s with DC Follies. Variety reports this time it'll be Robert Smigel's Let's Be Real, using the format of the 80s French response to Spitting Image, Canal Plus's Les Quignols, and will air on Fox on October 1st. And the night before that, Trey Parker and Matt Stone will have their say about a world that has gone far more off the rails than they could have ever imagined, as on September 30th, Comedy Central will air South Park The Pandemic Special. This binge of Batman the Animated Series on HBO Max, brought to you by Carl's Jr.'s, is what some might hear, as Variety reports the streamer is looking at adding a cheaper ad-supported tier a la Peacock and Hulu, though it would reportedly be only 2 to 4 minutes per hour, and traditionally commercial-free programming like HBO's series and Turner Classics Library won't be affected. Plus, is the streaming age's equivalent to channel, apparently, as Viacom CBS announced next year's relaunch of CBS All Access into a fully functional studio-owned streamer will be dubbed Paramount Plus. One of the first programs on the redubbed platform was also announced, as the 10-episode miniseries The Offer will dramatize producer Albert Ruddy's story of the making of The Godfather. Here's hoping for a follow-up on one of his other classics, Megaforce. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced their new, more inclusionary rules modeled after the British Film Institute's guidelines. Starting with the 96th Oscars in 2024, films must meet two of four standards to be eligible for Best Picture, including having one lead or major supporting character from an underrepresented group, and at least 30% of all actors in secondary or minor roles from the same. Deadline broke that hot off Lovecraft Country. Lead Jonathan Majors has been signed to play the villain in the third Ant-Man installment, further adding their sources indicate he will portray time-traveling villain Kang the Conqueror. Originally introduced as Rama Tut, aka Nathaniel Richards, a possible descendant of Mr. Fantastic, he was also a major factor in the transformation of Slave on Sabanur into Apocalypse, and has a major spoilery connection to the Young Avengers, so yeah, say hello to the likely big bad of MCU Phase 4. Until the inevitable news that Black Widow will land on Disney Plus arrives, it looks like for now that the first mini, WandaVision, will kick off that phase, and it will definitely air before Falcon and Winter Soldier. The streamer's trailer for the rest of 2021's content indicated it will air before the year is out, and the first series trailer reveals the witch and the android are stuck in a sitcom reality, though how and who is behind it remains to be seen. Orphan Black's Tatiana Maslany will follow in the giant footsteps of Brigitte Nielsen and Joni Lord to portray Bruce Banner's cousin-slash-superhero lawyer Jennifer Walters, aka the sensational She-Hulk, for the developing Disney Plus series. Speaking of minis, Ewan McGregor told Entertainment Weekly his return as Obi-Wan, slated to film next spring, is a one-off, for now, he made sure to add. Meanwhile, Patreon rumor maven Daniel RPK says Lucasfilm is considering a young Mace Windu Chronicles, which would still see Sam Jackson back in some way. What else can we prequelize in a way that they think is original and timely, but still unnecessary? Oh, hi, future of law enforcement. 1987 RoboCop screenwriter Ed Neumeier told Movie Hole he and MGM are developing a series that would explore the transformation of Detroit into Delta City through the Start of Darkness narrative of how Ronnie Cox's Dick Jones rose up to all but run OCP. The Walking Dead are dead. Long live the Walking Dead. Season 11 will be the final bow of the parent show, with a 24-episode season split up over the next 2 years. But of course, two spin-offs will ride to take its place like a flesh-craving Hydra. Daryl and Carol are set to head their own series starting in 2023, with the other being an as-yet-unscheduled anthology. Our first set today begins with the Sound Sandwich's Apothecary Dream.
As I pace the rooms of loneliness in the manner of my mind, through a window breathes a field of red, scarlet acre of a kind. Here it beckons me to enter now, to enter without fear. Here it promising forgetfulness from a love no longer here. Close the windows, it will do no good, but the shelter's just the same. Flood the moats and burn a bridge of wood, every action is in vain. Still it beckons me to enter now, to enter without fear. Still it promises forgetfulness from a love no longer here. Escape into a dream, a spirit of voice from the south. Escape into a dream.
Don't let me free. Don't let me free. Don't let me free.
first set began with Apothecary Dream by The Sound Sandwich, followed by I Need You by The Ascots, and ended with The Dynamics' Misery, which is exactly what Adult Swim inflicted on Team Venture fans, as co-creator Jackson Publick tweeted that The Venture Brothers has been cancelled, right after a freaking cliffhanger on top of it, because it wasn't enough to leave Frisky Dingo and Metalocalypse unfinished as well. To say the net rage equaled that of the Monarchs for Dr. Venture wouldn't be an exaggeration, and within a few days of that announcement, the ungrateful Netlit quickly tried to smooth things over by reporting the show may continue elsewhere, likely HBO Max, where perhaps they will join Harley Quinn, as fans of the Plant Lady Loving Clowns animated series breathed a sigh of relief after reports that budget issues plus exec changes were holding up the renewal for a third season was followed by news that that third season has been ordered, and it'll move to HBO Max along with other DC Universe survivors like Doom Patrol and Titans, as that app, as expected, will become a comics-only service redubbed DC Universe Infinite. On the other end of the animated comedy map, Quahog has found a mayor worthy of stepping into the late Adam West boots. The September 27th season premiere of Family Guy will introduce Sam Elliott as Mayor West's cousin, Wild Wild West. The Evans family will once again try to keep their heads above water, but in a more animated form. Variety reported Netflix has ordered an animated reboot of Good Times. Deadline reports Amazon has picked up the Nicolas Cage as Joe Exotic Tiger King exploitation miniseries. Same source also reports Peacock has made a two-season order for Bel-Air, Morgan Cooper's dramatic re-envisioning of The Fresh Prince. The Futon critic revealed Disney Plus has given the green light to Doogie Kamaloha MD, Courtney Kang's mixed-race, gender-flipped reimagining of Doogie Howser. And Collider confirmed speculation that Sacha Baron Cohen has indeed been filming a secret sequel to Borat and may have already screened a rough cut. Next set, carrying us through to the bottom of the hour, starts with Glen Campbell singing about the fate of man.
Pity a man, for he don't know the trouble he'll pass going down life's road. When a man is 1 in 20, he thinks he knows it all. He can't see down the road of life where he'll ever fall. But fall he will as he travels through life, with all its pitfalls, troubles, and strife. Now at 50, he's going real strong. He has him a family and a nice little home. But old age is creeping up his spine. The day's coming when the sun won't shine. Now at 60, he won't have to guess. He's already missed the boat that leads to success. But he's done his best, and he can't see why. The fame of life just passed him by. Now at 70, he can see the light. And he knows he's never been very bright. But he's done his best as he's traveled by, and now all he can do is just sit and sigh. Pity a man, for he don't know the trouble he'll pass going down life's road. Now at 80, he's ready for the reef. He's wore out his hair and two sets of teeth. He has rheumatism in his hands and feet, and nothing seems good to eat. So you can pity him as he goes up the line, as he wobbles on the spindle and he's almost blind. And you can tell by the way that he travels alone that it won't be long before he's going home. But if he's kept the commandments as he's traveled through life, he'll have a home in heaven where there'll be no strife. He's worked all his life to get things the way he wants them. He comes here against his will, and he goes away disappointed.
filled with guns and war, and everyone got trampled on the floor. I wish we'd all been ready. Children died, the days grew cold. A piece of bread could buy a bag of gold. I wish we'd all been ready. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. A man and wife asleep in bed. She hears a noise and turns her head. He's gone. I wish we'd all been ready. Two men walking up a hill. One disappears and one's left standing still. I wish we'd all been ready. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come.
Darkness, and they just can't see the light. If you don't say it's wrong, then that says it's right. We got to try to feel for each other. Let our brothers know that we care. Got to get the message, send it out loud and clear. None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free. One of us are chained. None of us are free. Now I swear, your salvation isn't too hard to find. That the truth is shining bright right before our eyes. None of us are free. None of us are free. None of us are free. One of us is chained. None of us are free.
Welcome back to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Catskill Hudson. You just heard Solomon Burke's None of Us Are Free, preceded by Larry Norman's I Wish We'd All Been Ready from Fundy's scare classic A Thief in the Night, and the set started with Glenn Campbell's Fate of Man. Heading into our next set with a warning if you're triggered by the sound of a certain fake hair, small-handed, overripe, Cheeto, vomiting, I mean talking, here's World Order with Let's Start World War III.
We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first.
つまらない日々に終わりを告げる男が世界を救うためこの世についに現れた。お金持ちで背も高い、プロレスもできて頭もいい。映画に出てくるような本物のヒーロー。 Let's start a world war III.
僕らはどこまでもついていきます。
My Sorrow World War III。
and his lips apart. He's gonna fill his cup with the love in your heart and drink it up till the morning starts. Circulate the red light vistas, get the girls and get their sisters. Pitch him up and give him blisters, kiss him fierce with all his might forever. Life, bye bye, to another life, bye bye, to another life.
Standing on the verge of the edge of the ledge, waiting for me to fall. Then I got a call that said, wait, hold up, homie. You must be tripping. You can't be putting that sipping and whipping up in your pimping. You better stand tall. Fool, you was born to ball. Took a little fall, and now you wanna end it all. You've been chasing dreams like a hound dog on the hunt. Take your place in the front, put your hand on the pump, and it's right in your grasp, and I know they laughing, but you'll be laughing later. This time is gonna get greater. You's a player, and when I say player, I mean player, cause your daddy and your uncle was a player. You ain't wishing for no food or no water, no light, so you must be doing all right.
But wait a minute, something's wrong. It's lunatic, it's mad insane. Busted like a water main, indulgent in another vein. What they're saying around the neighborhood is what he's drinking's not aged in wood. He's filling out, he's all blowed up, he's all blowed up, he's gotten fat. He's filling out, he's all blowed up, he's all blowed up, he's gotten fat. Sure enough, at the midnight lounge, there's a dent in the seats where the vampire's at. Bye-bye the life, bye-bye, to another life. Living dead is doing time, like drowning on the Circle Line.
Who's gonna cry for ya?
Who's gonna try for you?
Penultimate set today began with what I call the Tomcat edit of World Order's Let's Start World War III, followed by Cut Rate Box's The End, and culminating in the Saint Evelyn remix of Blondie and Coolio's No Exit. The last set of today will start with the acoustic rendition of Assemblage 23's Ground.
Be still, though chaos reigns around you now. Only so much rain can fall at once. Breathe in and let the air envelop you. And slow but sure serenity will come. Close your eyes and try to breathe. circumstance has knocked you down. There is nothing gained by staying within its reach. Take strength in every failure you endure. Our mistakes have many lessons they can teach. Close your eyes and try to breathe. Feel the ground beneath your feet. It's still there, and the world still turns around. Destroy these walls you've built around yourself. You can't take another step until they're gone. Move out, no use in dwelling in the past. Bid farewell to all your fears and carry on. Close your eyes and try. Beneath your feet, it's still there, and the world still turns around. Close your eyes, try to breathe. Feel the ground beneath your feet. Around.
Leave each other alone like this on the streets of Philadelphia.
The final set for this edition began with Assemblage 23's acoustic version of Ground, then Liv Christine's cover of Streets of Philadelphia, and ended with Tina Turner reminding us we're one of the living. I'll be back next Thursday at 7 p.m. as part of another episode of Thangularity, and in 3 Tuesdays with the usual Halloween-flavored Forgotten Geek. Thanks for listening. Stay safe and strong as we go out with John Carpenter and Alan Horror's theme for Halloween 2.